Hi, Pinocchio. Where are you headed?
Hi, Drip. I'm going to school.
School? You got to be kidding. Who needs school? It's such a drag.
But I promised the Blue Fairy.
Blue Fairy? Oh, boy, you're sick. What a square. Why don't you come along with me?
Where are you going, Drip?
I am going to Dropout Land.
Dropout Land?
Sure, that's where all the swingers go. The unsquare, you know, the hip.
Oh, I'd like to go along, Drip, but I promised to go to school.
Promises, promises. Man, you dig Dropout Land. It's crazy, wild, real gear. Get this scene, boy. In Dropout Land, you don't have to go to school. You don't have to work. You don't have to study. Nothing.
But what do you do all day in Dropout Land?
Do what's fun. Ride your skateboard, surf, watch horror movies on TV. It's way out, man.
Oh, sounds like fun, all right. But I promised to go to school.
And the food at Dropout Land is the living end. For breakfast, you get a strawberry malt and 3 chocolate donuts.
Hold it, Pinocchio. Hold it.
It's the cricket.
And your conscience. Don't forget that. I couldn't help but overhear that bit about Dropout Land. Take a tip, Pinocchio. Don't go.
But it sounds like such fun.
Fun schmun. Don't do it. I'm warning you, Pinocchio. If you go to Dropout Land, you'll turn into a donkey. A braying burro. You get the picture?
Well, Pinocchio fought with his conscience. But as usual, his conscience lost. And Pinocchio went to Dropout Land with Drip.
And was Dropout Land a swinging place, dear old fatherly dad?
Well, Augie, my dependent, it was at first. But soon, Pinocchio and his friends got tired of watching TV all day and loafing, and they got bored. Dropout Land was a big drag, but that's not all. Pinocchio woke up late one morning and looked in the mirror, and you'll never guess what he saw.
He saw a pair of long donkey's ears, dear old dad.
You peaked. Anywho, a terrible thing had happened to Pinocchio. Just like his conscience warned, Pinocchio was turning into a donkey. First, long donkey ears grew out of his wooden head. Then when he tried to put on his shoes, he saw that he didn't have any feet, but hoofs, donkey hoofs. He couldn't brush his teeth after any meal because he had no hands, just hoofs. Well, when Pinocchio started growing a donkey tail, that did it. He tried to scream for help, but all he could say was, "Oh, oh." Well, I don't have to tell you that being a donkey was no fun. At breakfast, instead of the usual strawberry malt and tutti frutti donuts, they give Pinocchio a bale of hay. Poor little Pinocchio. He was very sad. A donkey couldn't have any fun, even at Dropout Land. So Pinocchio sat down again and cried like a baby.
If I had only listened to my father and gone to school, I wouldn't be in this trouble now.
What seems to be the trouble this time, Pinocchio? Outside of being a donkey.
Cricket, how did you find out?
You're forgetting. I'm your conscience. I know more about you than you know about yourself.
Please help me become a puppet again. It's no fun being a donkey.
I guess not. But I tried to warn you. You wouldn't listen.
What can I do?
Well, you got yourself into this mess, so you'll have to get yourself out.
But how?
There's only one way. You'll have to earn the right to be a puppet again by being honest, keeping your promise, and help others.
I'll do my best, Cricket. I'll leave Dropout Land at once and go back to school.
Well, Pinocchio did try to go back to school, but very few schools will accept a donkey. So when Pinocchio started getting hungry, he went out looking for a job.
Did Pinocchio find a job? My fatherly type father?
Are you kidding, my boy? Who would hire a dumb donkey that can't spell or read or write? Then one day, when Pinocchio was about to starve, a circus came to town. And the owner of the circus saw Pinocchio standing there watching the parade.
I could use a donkey in my new act. How would you like a job, Long Ears?
Well, Pinocchio was too hungry to turn down a job, so he accepted. Soon, they fattened Pinocchio up a little and taught him how to tap dance. Then, Pinocchio became a star.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the center ring, the world's greatest, in fact, the world's only tap dancing donkey, Pinocchio!
But one day, while doing his dance, Pinocchio tripped and fell. Pinocchio was hurt. He was rushed to a donkey hospital.
Did the donkey, Pinocchio, get well, Dad of Dads?
Fortunately, my filial son, he got well. But his career was ruined. He could never dance again. When the circus boss found out his dancing donkey could never dance again, he fired Pinocchio. And again, Pinocchio was out of work and hungry. Pinocchio decided to go back to the little fishing village by the sea where he used to live. Maybe his friends there would give him something to eat. Well, when Pinocchio got to the village, nobody recognized him. They couldn't believe that Pinocchio had turned into a donkey. They just laughed at Pinocchio. And again, poor Pinocchio was very sad and sat down to have a good cry.
You can stop crying now, Pinocchio.
The blue fairy! How did you know I am Pinocchio?
It's a trade secret, Pinocchio. But you've been punished enough for your past mistakes. If you promise to do a brave and unselfish deed, I will turn you back into a puppet.
Oh, I promise I'll do anything. Please help me, Blue Fairy.
All right. Close your eyes, Pinocchio.
Okay. I'm a puppet again. I'm no longer a donkey. Oh, how can I ever thank you?
You don't need to thank me. Just remember to be good, be honest, and be brave.
I promise.
Well, Loggy, my next of kin, Pinocchio was so glad to be a puppet again. He ran around the village singing and dancing and kicking up his heels. But then a fisherman came running into the village.
Help! Fishermen, beware! The giant whale has come again to our waters! Help!
Pardon me, sir, but did you say the giant whale is here?
That I did, boy. The whale that sank poor Geppetto's little boat.
Well, when Pinocchio heard that, a strange feeling came over him. He wanted to avenge his father, Geppetto. He couldn't bring poor Geppetto back, but he could see to it that the giant whale didn't attack any of the other fishermen. So little Pinocchio, armed with only a fisherman's gaff, borrowed a tiny boat and sailed out into the sea to battle the giant whale.
Pinocchio, don't be a fool! You can't fight the giant whale! He could destroy 100 men!
But Pinocchio, with nothing but determination and a brave heart, sailed on out into the deep, dark seas. Within a half hour, the winds changed and blew Pinocchio's tiny boat far out into the ocean. Then, without warning, a storm struck. Pinocchio was helpless. Then the huge waves battered the little boat to pieces, leaving Pinocchio adrift in the raging ocean, clinging only to a piece of driftwood. Before Pinocchio could get his bearings, he saw a small island about 100 yards away. Being made of wood, Pinocchio was a good swimmer. So he swam over to the small island and climbed up on it to get his breath. But before he had rested even a minute, the island started moving.
Was it an earth-type quake, dear old Dad?
That's what Pinocchio thought at first, my naive son. But suddenly, the island went under the water, down into the ocean. Pinocchio started to swim, but then he saw a huge mouth open wide and...
Oh?
The giant whale had swallowed Pinocchio. It was dark inside. Pinocchio couldn't even see the end of his nose. But suddenly, he saw a tiny light.
But how could there be a light inside of a whale, oh storytelling father?
A good question, Augie, my skeptical type son. But there's got to be an answer. Well, Pinocchio, too, wondered how there could be a light inside of a whale. So he called out.
Hello!
And a voice answered back. Hello!
It's probably just my echo.
Yeah, that's probably what it is, all right. Just an echo.
Hello, who's there?
There's nobody here. Just me, Geppetto.
Geppetto? Father!
Pinocchio, my son, my son.
But father, how did you get in here?
Well, son, it's a long story. How did you get in here?
It's a long story too, father. But what we've got to do is get out of here.
Shh.
What's that?
It's the giant whale. When he sleeps, he snores like an elephant.
Look, father, when he snores, his mouth is wide open. Let's get out while he's asleep.
But my son, I cannot escape.
Why not?
Because I cannot swim.
But I can, father. I'll help you escape. Come on. Hurry, while the whale's mouth is open.
Well, Pinocchio swam for miles, and they finally reached the beach and safety. Later, back home with his father again, Pinocchio was happier than he had been in a long time.
Pinocchio, my son, it is so wonderful to be home and to have you here with me again. I am so happy. Are you happy too, Pinocchio?
Well, I'm very glad we're home again, Father, but I do wish I could be a real little boy instead of a puppet.
And you shall have that wish, Pinocchio.
Father, the blue fairy!
Yes, Pinocchio. I told you could become a real boy if you'd be good and honest and brave. Well, you have kept your promise. So now I'll keep mine. Close your eyes.
Don't peek, Pinocchio.
Father, I'm a boy. A real live boy.
Pinocchio, my son, my boy. At last, I have a real son. My very own son.
Well, Augie, did you learn something from the story of Pinocchio?
I sure did, oh favorite father of mine.
What did you learn, oh son of sons?
Well, dad of dads, I learned that it pays to be honest, and being a dropout is a real drag. And oh yeah, I learned that little kids who go out to fight whales should always carry a flashlight.
That's my boy that said that.